Can you start by introducing yourself for me, please?
Well, I'm Sten Ljungström. I'm the scientific director of the Science Center Universium in Gothenburg.
From your own experience in Sweden, what do you think works in terms of science communication? What do you think people can learn from Sweden?
Well, I think that there is one main thing we have in Sweden which is not so common in other countries, and that is that everyone working in a university as a researcher has three tasks. One to do research, the other one to educate, and the third one is to tell society what they're doing. And I think this third task is very, very nice for us at the Science Center. For example, we are having four full-time researchers working with us all the time. I mean, it's not four persons, but it's four full-time positions, so it's many more persons, which we can benefit from for debates, for helping us to find new exhibitions, and all about the content of the Science Center.
And does it work? Does it connect to the public?
I think so. I think that we are really good at this in Sweden. The thing is that it's always expensive to have this program for the Science Center, but there is no problem for us to get researchers to work together with us to do this, to the science communication. But what we need is money for small events that we couldn't possibly do otherwise.
So these are the sort of, to take some of the learning from this, some of the little projects, and be able to go and do those. It's sort of 10,000 euros rather than...
Well, I would say that exactly what you say. We need some smaller amounts of money which could be easy to get.
And this dedication to actually communicating with the public in Sweden, what difference do you think it makes to the public compared with what you've been able to experience in other countries?
Well, I think that we can, for example, have debates like put all the questions you want to a researcher in a certain topic, like is it dangerous, the suntan or tattoos or so on, and we can get researchers together with specialists in tattoos and so on to discuss this, and it's never a discussion about having to pay the researchers for their contribution.
Do you find, though, do you think the Swedish public in general are more... better able to talk about science on science terms?
I don't think so. I think that's the same level in England, in France. I think it's the same.
Lovely. Okay. And how have you found CASC?
For me it has been very, very, very important. And for many of my colleagues too, because think tank here in UK and La Casas in La Coruña have been very good for us to work together with. And we have made some special things together now.
And the network, do you think that's valuable?
Oh yes, sure it is. Sure it is. I mean, everything is about networking.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.